pray for the persecuted church.
In Colombia, the government signed an historic peace agreement, but local Christians tell the Voice of the Martyrs that right-wing parliamentary groups are taking over the vacuum left by the guerrillas. Obviously, there's a great deal of civil unrest in Colombia. In one region, villages are already fleeing, and pastors there worry that all their church members will leave. Father, help us to pray today that the peace of Christ will reign in Colombia's red zones, but the peace of Christ will also be with the believers directing their steps according to your good will.
For more information on the persecuted church, look for the banner on the Mars Hill Network website. That's MarsHillNetwork.org. Pray for the persecuted church.
In India, an engineering professor is in a coma after a group of Hindu radicals confronted him as he distributed Bibles. The Christian suffered a brain hemorrhage after he was interrogated by police after the confrontation. The Voice of the Martyrs personnel have been visiting the man in the hospital, but his condition remains serious. Father, help us to pray today for the healing of this faithful brother in Christ and your comfort and direction for his family as they go through this trauma and trial.
For more information on the persecuted church, look for the banner on the Mars Hill Network website. That's MarsHillNetwork.org. Pray for the persecuted church.
In the Middle East, the Voice of the Martyrs say many Syrian refugees are coming to Christ and they are then reaching out to their own communities. A Syrian couple by the name of Saif and Nama found Jesus after they were forced to leave everything behind because of the war. So God is making these things work out for good. They recently invited 20 more families to join a Bible study, and many of the families then decided to follow Christ. Oh, Father, help us to pray today that your work will continue to surpass all earthly expectations and you will be with this newly found couple in Christ.
For more information on the persecuted church, look for the banner on the Mars Hill Network website. That's MarsHillNetwork.org. Pray for the persecuted church.
In China, those who stand up to the government face serious repercussions. Although we know in China that there's a variation on what happens depending on the area in which the people live. In one case, Pastor Joseph Gu was arrested on January 7th after he openly spoke out against a government program to remove crosses from the churches. Father, help us to pray today for Chinese Christians not to back down, and that organizations like the Voice of the Martyrs will support these imprisoned believers because of it.
For more information on the persecuted church, look for the banner on the Mars Hill Network website. That's MarsHillNetwork.org. Pray for the persecuted church.
In Sudan, one Christian received a life sentence while two other men received 12-year prison sentences. The three men were accused of spying. What the men were really doing was assisting an injured Sudanian Christian, and according to the Voice of the Martyrs, he still needs their help. Father, help us to pray today that the leaders of the oppressive Sudanese regime will realize their need of you and that you will be those who suffer under their cruel control.
For more information on the persecuted church, look for the banner on the Mars Hill Network website. That's MarsHillNetwork.org. Pray for the persecuted church.
In Nepal, two former Hindus came to Christ after meeting an evangelistic team carrying Bibles from the Voice of the Martyrs. And thankfully, the Bible is often the goal and the reason why people come to Christ. The Christians prayed for the Hindu couple, and the wife was healed from an illness. Durga and her husband, Dinesh, then decided to follow Jesus. Oh, Father, help us to pray today that these new believers will stand firm in their faith in this Hindu-majority nation, and thank you for your divine intervention and care for this couple.
For more information on the persecuted church, look for the banner on the Mars Hill Network website. That's MarsHillNetwork.org. pray for the persecuted church.
In Kazakhstan, the Voice of the Martyrs reports that a Christian prisoner, whose name is very difficult to pronounce, is receiving up to 150 letters from Christians around the world. Voice of the Martyrs allows you to be in touch with martyrs and those not martyred, but those being potentially martyred, and these letters keep up their spirits. So as he faces the next 2 years in labor camp, this man was arrested because he shared the gospel with Muslim students. These letters through Voice of the Martyrs are encouraging him. Father, help us to pray today for Christians around the world imprisoned for their faith and love for Jesus.
For more information on the persecuted church, look for the banner on the Mars Hill Network website. That's MarsHillNetwork.org.